AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The heads of the agencies carrying out President Trump's mass deportation agenda are testifying on Capitol Hill and are facing questions over how they are following through on immigration enforcement inside cities. Two people have been shot and killed by federal officers in Minneapolis. Andrew Garbino is chair of the House Homeland Security Committee.
Enforcing immigration law and defending all Americans' constitutional rights, including the rights to peacefully protest, bear arms, and privacy, are not mutually exclusive.
Democrat Benny Thompson wants to see responsibility.
DHS, led by Secretary Kristi Noem, must be held accountable for its lawlessness immigration operation. They are reckless, creating chaos in our communities, terrorizing adults and children alike, and undermining our moral authority as a nation of liberty and rule of law.
The Trump administration says activists and protesters opposed to its operations are the ones ratcheting up attacks on their officers and not the other way around. Also on Capitol Hill is Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. His name was mentioned in the Epstein files. Lutnick was asked if he will share records.
I will surely talk about that. I hadn't thought about that. I have nothing to hide. Absolutely nothing.
In December 2012, the records show Epstein invited Lutnick to his private island for lunch. Lutnick's wife accepted the invitation and said they would arrive on a yacht with their children. He cut ties with Epstein long ago. The FBI is asking for the public's help in finding Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. Digital billboards are up in several major cities in Texas, California, Arizona, and New Mexico. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information. The government says shoppers unexpectedly paused their spending in December from November, closing out the holiday shopping season and the year on a lackluster note. This is AP News. At the Winter Games, the medals being awarded are fragile.
Don't jump in them.
That's the message from gold medalist Breezy Johnson at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics after she and other athletes found their medals broke within hours.
I was jumping in excitement and it broke. I'm sure somebody will fix it. It's not like crazy broken, but it's a little broken.
Olympic organizers are investigating with maximum attention after a spate of medals falling off their ribbons during celebrations on the opening weekend of the Games. Following the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, some medals needed to be replaced after athletes complained they were starting to tarnish or corrode. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also in Italy, Michaela Schifrin extended her Olympic slump with a fourth-place finish in the new team combined event after partner Breezy Johnson led the opening downhill leg. Schifrin is the most successful World Cup racer of all time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.